Hello again to our regular listeners, and if you're joining us for the first time, then it's an opportunity for me to say that I'm Mike Roberts, well supported by Samuel at the controls, delighted that you've joined us for programme number 12 of this 17-part third series of Malta Memories. And in this series I'm covering the years 1981 to 1989, 6 months at a time, via the news created in the main by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of the Maltese Islands. All linked, as always, to the popular music of those years, providing, as I've said before, an easy listening formula that you've been telling me seems to be working. This week we conclude the year 1986. Last week I made two promises. One, that I would be including another listener dedication this week. That will come a little later. And also that I would be featuring another track from that great Paul Simon album I featured last week, Graceland. So here it is, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes. Changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about that.
Paul Simon in 1986 and Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. And so to the news of the time, as the usual and expected July temperatures typified and heralded the classic Malta summer. The Minister of Trade opened the 29th Malta Trade Fair, in which the People's Republic of China took part for the fourth time, exhibiting on this occasion a great number of products from the province of Hubei, or Hupei, in the easternmost part of central China. In the field of photography, Kevin Kasher achieved the highest honour bestowed by the Malta Photographic Society when he became the 1985-1986 Photographer of the Year, and in addition making photographic history this year by becoming the first member to win both the monochrome print and colour slide sections in the Vivitar Trophy competition. And the Melita Band Club of Sliema released a cassette album of band marches to mark the titular feast of St. Joseph. If you were in the market for a 26-foot cabin cruiser at the time on which to spend your holidays, then the Christina was up for sale at just 7,800 Malta Lire. A popular film at the time, 101 Dalmatians, was showing at the Alhambra Sliema. At the funeral took place of former government minister Dr. Paolo Borges Olivier, who died at 85. The achievements of former citizens of the Maltese Islands and their descendants was highlighted again, this time in the United States, when three-year-old Armand Principe, whose mother originally came from Gozo, was featured on the cover of the New York magazine Family Circle. July closed and August began with two contrasting news items. Described as an immaculate condition, an Alfa Romeo Duetto convertible was up for auction, and 300 people, I should have said 3,000 people in fact, packed the square in Imdina to hear Tosca at the ever-popular open-air operatic concerts held there. Though not quite the same music as that provided by Imdina's Tosca, the popular music group Cutting Crew released their contribution to what was described at the time as greatest 80s pop, with this piece entitled I Just Died in Your Arms. Cutting Crew in 1986 and I Just Died in Your Arms. Well-known and former football goalkeeper in fact, the famous Gordon Banks, visited Malta again to continue with his programme for the Goalkeepers Academy. The 44th anniversary of Operation Pedestal, known locally as the Santa Maria Convoy, was marked by parades and wreath-laying. The words of the Admiral in charge of the 1942 convoy were highlighted. My job is to get the convoy through to Malta in the shortest possible time. in a competition that had a brand new Fiat Uno motor car as first prize, Mrs. P. Samut of St. Publius Street, Rabat, was declared the rather excited winner. The first ever Maltese and one living in Malta was ordained as a Baptist minister on his return from ordination in Sicily. Edwin Caruana took up his full-time ministry at Malta's Baptist Church in Floriana. And the ashes of the celebrated author Earnley Bradford was scattered from HMS Brazen as she left Grand Harbour following a six-day visit. The first week of September saw Malta Scouts holding their annual job week all over the island, generating funds for their respective groups. The Maltese film Silk Purse by Michael Gallia won second prize in the Mundial Badalona 86 Film Festival in Spain, having scored third prize the previous year in Australia's 10 Best 8. And Louis Runza, a member of the Ta'ali Model Aircraft Flying Association, represented Malta in a SCALE international meeting in Bari, Italy. As the month continued, debate hotted up in the press as Malta anticipated the coming election. While on a pastoral visit to Australia, Malta's Archbishop climaxed his stay in Sydney with a pontifical mass at Sydney Cathedral. Malta's premier tennis champion Gordon Ashak retained his unbeaten record, though his match against Chris Gatt proved to be a very tough one. A task force patrol boat became involved in safely rescuing swimmers in the Aridud and Kisisana areas of Slema when they found themselves in difficulties following a sudden and unexpected rough sea. Mrs. Connie Vella was made a Dame of Honour of the Sovereign Military Order of St. John of Jerusalem in recognition of her work as a member of the Malta Samaritan Fund. The month of September drew to a close when summertime ended on September 28, 1986, and so did the popular music of the time, and it is a piece by someone who certainly in 1986 was well known as England's Jim Reeves. But I'll tell you more about him later, because I want to dedicate the music and song to a splendid group of people, the Malta Aviation Society. They are the group folks who bring you the Malta Air Show, and I know work extremely long and hard in doing so. I was once privileged to be a speaker at one of their meetings, and Godfrey Manchin, who got in touch on behalf of many of their members, told me that a regular number of them were listeners to this show. So, in thanking the Aviation Society for their company and support, here is Paul Wheatear and Bringing Mary Home.
I was driving down a lonely road on a dark and stormy night, when a little girl by the roadside showed up in my headlights. I stopped the car and she got in and in a shaky tone she said, "My name is Mary, please won't you take me home?" She must have been so frightened, all alone there in the night. There was something strange about her, her face was deathly white. She sat so pale and quiet in the back seat all alone. I never will forget that night that I took Mary home. I pulled into the driveway where she told me to go. I got out to help her from the car and opened up the door. I just could not believe my eyes. The back seat was open. I looked all around the car, but Mary wasn't there. Then a light showed in the hallway. Someone opened up the door, and I asked about that little girl that I'd been looking for. But then the lady, she gently smiled and brushed her tear away. She said, "It sure was nice of you to go out of your way. But 13 years ago tonight, in a wreck just down the road. Our darling Mary, she lost her life, and we miss her so. So thank you for your trouble and for the kindness you have shown. But you're the 13th one who's been here bringing Mary home."
Paul Wheater in 1986 with Bringing Mary Home, dedicated to the members of the Malta Aviation Society who enjoy Malta memories. Paul Wheater's relaxed country and western style that we heard there from his album Songs for Winter Nights has resulted in packed theatres all over Britain, including the famous London Palladium, though today he is heard more on the gospel circuit. Back to the news in Malta, and it was people who were making it. Carmel Psyler, Honorary Secretary of the Photographic Society for 19 years, was elected Associate of the Photographic Society of America. A delegation from the Magician Society of Malta attended the 50th Jubilee Convention in Eastbourne, southern England. And well-known Maltese hairdresser Alfie Rizzo returned from the International Hairdressers Exhibition at Earl's Court, London, having been interviewed by journalists and photographed with many celebrities in the profession. He declared on his return that he had lots of new ideas. In talks with the European Economic Community, Malta sought a fairer deal, but in its closing communique it declared it had been rather disappointing for the Maltese delegation. October closed with the unhappy news that cash to the value of 1,000 Malta lire and gold items valued at 4,000 Malta lire had been stolen from a Rabat house during the owner's absence. However, November began with the much nicer news that at the Manuel Theatre, Madame Butterfly had opened with Miriam Gaucci in the title role, being described as magical. In complete contrast, at the Marsa Racecourse, a new runner making her debut was also the first trotter to be bred locally and race at the new track, her name Lady Diana. The first ever philatelic exhibition to be held in Gozo took place in the capital, Victoria. The reigning Miss Malta, 17-year-old Andrea Licari, returned from a 20-day trip to Hong Kong and London, having represented Malta in the Miss World contest. Over 100 members of the Maltese American Association marked Thanksgiving Day with a luncheon at the Phoenicia Hotel. And as usual at the close of November, the Sunday Times announced its forthcoming Christmas supplement. Though the year's hot sun had long since cooled, Alison Moyet could still be heard as 1986 was drawing to a close, singing her top summer hit of that year, Is This Love?
I was captured.
Alison Moyet in 1986 and Is This Love? As December progressed, the 12th anniversary of Republic Day was marked by a military parade on Palace Square and by three Task Force helicopters flying overhead. Nashaw's showground saw a very different display to the usual when vintage, veteran and classic cars made a fine display at this year's Collectors Vehicle Club event. Not only did the Times wish all its readers Happy Christmas, but via its columns so did countless traders to their customers. And not to be outdone, families and friends sent seasonal greetings to each other. The MADC announced its seasoned pantomime would be Goldilocks and the Three Bears. The National Lottery's draw on the 28th of December had 50,000 Malta Lire as first prize. Just like the previous year, two of the films being shown on TV over the Christmas break were An American in Paris, starring Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron, and Gene Kelly again in Singing in the Rain. And a nice Christmas present for 12-year-old Anne Maria Briefer, formerly of the Sacred Heart Convent St. Julian's, was when she was awarded a 5-year scholarship to Woldingham School, Surrey, England. Anne Maria won it in an open competitive examination, competed for by many English and overseas students. We end the year with the theme music from the BBC's 1986 series, The Life and Loves of a She-Devil.
Fast on love that never lasts.
The 1986 BBC TV theme music for The Life and Loves of a She-Devil, closing our show for another week. Join me next time then, and Samuel, of course, for more of the same as I begin another year, the first half of 1987, with, as always, the usual ingredients: people, events and music. Meantime, the contact details for anyone wishing to get in touch by email: mikeroberts@firenet.ws, or by just clicking contact on the station's website. If you prefer snail mail, then the address is care of this station. If you'd like to catch up on any programmes you miss, just go to webcasts. They're all there at the click of a mouse. Until then, whether on FM radio 103.7 or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.